Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden says negotiations with House Republicans to avoid a debt default have been productive. But as NPR's Tamara Keith explains, there's no deal yet.
Addressing the debt ceiling negotiations for the first time since Monday, President Biden once again laid out the White House position, publicly unchanged, even as negotiations over potential compromises and spending cuts intensify.
I made clear time and again defaulting on our national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The veterans hospitals remain open. And that economic progress will be made, and we're going to continue to make it. Default puts all that at risk.
Biden added that the only way forward is a bipartisan agreement, and he believes one will be reached. When and what will it entail? That's unclear. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
Russia says it is moving ahead with a plan to deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. The U.S. is condemning the news, as we hear from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The longtime leader of Belarus says the warheads are already on the move. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says so far the U.S. sees no reason to adjust its nuclear posture.
We strongly condemn the arrangement. It's the latest example of irresponsible behavior that we have seen from Russia since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine over a year ago.
Both Belarus and Ukraine gave up their Soviet-era nuclear stockpiles after the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. Moscow's deal with Belarus would be the first time since then that Russia is deploying nuclear weapons in a former Soviet state. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Typhoon Mawar has hit Guam, making a mess of parts of the U.S. territory and leaving some areas virtually unrecognizable. Landon Ayette is a chief meteorologist with the National Weather Service there and described in a brief video what he saw the morning after the storm made landfall.
We are waking up to a rather disturbing scene out there across Guam. We're looking out our door and what used to be a jungle looks like toothpicks. It looks like a scene from the movie Twister with trees just thrashed apart.
While the typhoon that hit as a Category 4 storm is pulling away, heavy rain and wind gusts of over 100 miles an hour were still being reported. The storm dumped 14 inches of rain with flooding and wind damage across a wide area. One of the country's three major ratings agencies out with a warning about America's AAA credit, saying stakes are growing amid the standoff in Washington over the debt ceiling. Fitch announced late yesterday it's putting its long-term foreign currency ratings for the U.S. on negative ratings watch. In essence, a warning it could downgrade its U.S. credit rating due to the ongoing impasse. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 35 points. The Nasdaq was up 213 points. This is NPR. The Supreme Court has moved to limit the federal government's authority to police water pollution in some wetlands. It's the second decision in as many years in which a conservative majority narrowed the reach of environmental regulations. The outcome could threaten efforts to control flooding on the Mississippi River and protect the Chesapeake Bay, among other projects. Justice Brett Kavanaugh broke with the other five conservatives on the court. The justice is basically upholding property rights over concerns about clean water in ruling in favor of an Idaho couple who sought to build a lake house. Latest results from the 2020 U.S. Census show one in four children living in the country is Latino. As NPR's Hamzi Luang reports, some states along the East Coast saw the biggest growth in the number of Hispanic children over the past decade.
Since the 2010 national headcount, Florida added more than 250,000 Latino children to its population, and New Jersey added more than 100,000 Latinos younger than 18, even as the state saw its total number of children drop over the past decade. Nationwide, among Latinos across racial groups, the population with the oldest median age of around 31 was made up of Latinos who identified as multiracial, while the youngest of all Hispanic groups was made up of Latinos who checked off only the black box on census forms. The Census Bureau says that many of the Afro-Latinos in that group are under 18 and live in states that include Wyoming, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. Hanzi Luang, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices lost ground today after non-OPEC member Russia played down the possibility of further cartel production cuts. Oil fell $2.51 a barrel to settle at $71.83 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.